This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. For a final time before Election Day, U.S. President Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face each other tonight in the final presidential debate. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Their first debate was the most chaotic in memory.
The question is, radical left, will you shut up, man?
Full of interruptions and flashes of anger, American University professor Jason Malika wonders if it will look right in Nashville.
Will they actually speak on issues as opposed to yelling each other?
As he trails in the national polls, Trump advisors are urging the president to be less aggressive and put Biden in the spotlight, hoping the frontrunner cuts into his own lead. While final debates often play an outsized role in election outcomes, this is different. More than 42 million people have already voted, and there are far fewer undecided voters left than at this point 4 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Ivory Coast opposition on Thursday rejected concessions offered by the government in an attempt to end a boycott on the presidential election at the end of the month. The West African nation has plunged into a wave of pre-election violence, which has left at least 7 people dead and 40 others injured in recent days. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is warning protesters not to undermine national security after several days of widespread unrest in the country. The leader appealed to those taking part in widespread demonstrations to resist the temptation used by some subversive elements to cause chaos. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow believes nearly 5,000 people have been killed in fighting between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces over the Nagorno-Karabakh region. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is News. France on Thursday extended its anti-COVID curfew in place in 9 cities to large parts of the country. That means 46 million people are now being forced to stay indoors at night. The new measures will take effect from midnight on Saturday, with the prime minister saying the coming months will be hard. U.S. regulators have approved the first drug to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir is an antiviral medicine given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization. Its maker, Gilead Sciences, says that the drug is approved for people at least 12 years old who need hospitalization for their coronavirus infection. AP's Mike Hempen reports, although job losses appear to be easing, a full economic recovery from the pandemic remains far off.
Job growth has slowed for 3 straight months, and the economy is still almost jobs short of its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remains high at just under 8%, and major companies have been announcing layoffs. Amtrak says it will cut 2,400 jobs unless Congress approves emergency aid as part of another stimulus bill.
That is AP's Mike Hempen reporting. The Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat, despite a Democratic boycott, clearing the way for a final Senate confirmation vote planned for Monday. Reuters' Jonah Green has more.
We did it. Judge Barrett's going to the floor.
Less than 2 weeks before the presidential election, the Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved President Donald Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat, despite a Democratic boycott. Speaking on the steps of the Capitol, Democratic senators expressed outrage over what they saw as a rushed process.
Democrats will not lend a single ounce of legitimacy to this sham vote in the Judiciary Committee.
Thursday's vote clears the way for a full Senate vote on Barrett's confirmation planned for Monday.
That is Reuters' Jonah Green reporting. Malaysian officials say global financial giant Goldman Sachs will pay about $2.9 billion total to settle the massive corruption scandal involving its Malaysian subsidiary. Goldman pled not guilty and agreed to a deferred prosecution with the Justice Department, which said the company will owe $2.3 billion in penalties, plus over $6 million in forfeiture of gains. For more news, use the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.